So, as the Eurythmics unfolded and as your careers developed, you became lovers, and was it difficult, like, being lovers and working together?
You said that really quick. Say it again slowly.
What did we become?
You became lovers.
Oh, yes, we were. Weren't
I remember
we?
That.
Let's get romantic for a minute. Was it
I'm getting
difficult?
Romantic.
Oh, it was also terribly sad, wasn't it, Dad?
Do you remember, Annie? The nights we spent alone. Yes, what were you saying?
No, carry on, please. The crew are all in tears, yeah?
That's all right.
No, I just wondered how difficult it was at that time. I mean, it must be...
How difficult?
Working together and being lovers. I wouldn't dream of delving into your sex lives like that, don't worry.
It wasn't all that difficult, really. I read a book.
It was very easy.
Book or two.
Both read the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh. No, go on, tell me. Please.
Don't be nosy, it's personal.
First you get a pulley system, right, and you set the pulley system up, and once I knew how to operate it, I'd be sort of hung by my leg. The usual stuff, you know.
Okay, I want to talk to you a bit about your early time with the Eurythmics. When you were maybe messing about with that sexual stereotyping, Annie, you know, the whole bit about dressing up as a bloke and not going down so well at the American Grammys, as I understand it. What was the motive behind that, though?
An extreme perversion on my behalf, I think, really.
The thing is, the reason why we laugh and things and talk sort of a bit candidly about that is because we both are very strange, sexual, deviant kind of people. And so as soon as you mention the subject, obviously, we're going to crack up because, you know, if you could see us at home in our private lives, you'd know what you mean. I mean...
Can we pop round and maybe bring the boys round, bring the crew in? And
there's no need to do that. I've got it all on film.
You have anyway, have you?
It's offered me a few thousand under the counter and no questions asked.
I see.
Oh, I don't know what we had for breakfast this morning.
No, the thing is, right, Annie decided that you didn't want to be seen on stage like a girly, you know, kind of singer in a frock or whatever, and all the guys sort of just seeing her as that kind of person when she's a real character and a character performer. So she started just wearing loose kind of men's suits or whatever on stage so that she could move around and sing. And of course...
Sort of, but I think the first reason was because we wanted to be twins, didn't we?
Oh, that was right, yeah. Oh, God, this is going to get more perverse. You see, we decided that we should be twins, really, because we were suffering from a disease called folie à deux. Have you heard of that?
I'm about to, no, carry on.
It's the madness of two people who become so close that they can't speak outside of their own situation, you know. We'll demonstrate some. Is it in here, guys? Nice, no, baby. And people used to find it really weird when they met us, so we thought we might as well go the whole way and be sort of the Gilbert and George of the rock world. And so we did that, and the Americans found it very confusing. And as soon as the Americans find things confusing, you either get loved or hated. So Boy George got loved and we got hated.
But in fact, Love is a Stranger went down very well over there, didn't it?
Well, I mean, we are very successful over there, but that's only because people are very worried about us. And if they don't make us successful, I think they might be missing out on something.